Do you think the military was ready to do this anyway, and they just kind of took the opportunity to look responsive?
Well, Art, my life has gone from one synchronicity to another, so it's really hard to say. But look at it this way, you know, how many rocks do you have to throw at the beehive before the bees attack?
Well, sometimes only one.
That's right. So here, you know, they didn't have what we have here. There's no Freedom of Information Act in Brazil. They don't have the opportunity to go through a government institution and ask for information as we are guaranteed to have here, only to get it and have it 90% of it blacked out with a black pen or now modernized whiteout. So they don't have that at all.
Right.
So they were seeking, you know, some similar opportunity. Now, with that, you got to remember that, you know, on my website years ago, I put up a document that was signed by Daniel Golden from NASA with agreement with the Brazilians, and they were supposed to turn over any non-terrestrial material to us for further development. And then the Brazilians were guaranteed to share in the proceeds of the U.S. investigation development of those materials. So we've got to remember that. Then I have also documents as to how the government was supposed to handle UFOs, period, which was written way back in the 1960s. So you take all those factors, and then you ask the big question, what's going on now? Is it the government, or is it a branch of the government, like the Air Force? Now, I always remember Bob Dean's story about the fights that used to go on in Europe when the UFOs went over Europe, and they couldn't find out a doggone thing from the government. So the military got together, according to what Bob has to say, and did their own investigation. Well, how do we know that the Air Force, in this case, is not pretty sick about not being told what's going on? As a matter of fact, in a conversation that AJ had with one of the leading Air Force generals, is where this all started in the first place, he got a strange phone call, you know, and he was absolutely bowled over, thought it was a joke or, you know, somebody was after him. The general called and said that, you know, he would like to talk to him about the release of a certain amount of information. Well, AJ couldn't believe what he was hearing. So he, in another conversation, had told him that they were literally kept in the dark. I mean, they had the documents, they had you know, all the reports, everything, and big investigations of three major UFO flaps in Brazil, ending with one in 1986, where there were literally thousands of UFOs and interactions occurring. And in one file alone, there's over 100 pictures, I understand. So AJ didn't know whether to believe it or not. So that's about the time when I began to hear about this information.
Yeah, I've heard about the 100 pictures. Let me stop you there. Do you have any sense of how important these photographs are, how detailed or how good they are, and what they are of?
Well, from what I've been able to understand as of late, they are wonderful, you know, Air Force photos taken of objects at varying distances, at varying speeds. There's documents indicating, you know, the radar sightings. There are evidently also photos taken from jets. With numerous jets were scrambled to chase these things.
You think they're clear, unambiguous photographs, Doctor?
Well, I haven't seen them, but from what I heard, you don't have to be a scholar to recognize these as discs.
I guess another question is, this is pretty big news. Do you think they really are releasing everything, or do you think they're doing a measured release and saying they're releasing everything? A question like that always has to be asked.
Well, it's speculative, but I know of the three cases and the three flaps that they're releasing information on, and they are the three biggest ones that were ever investigated by the Brazilian researchers. That's almost like saying, Art, well, let's take, the crash at Roswell and the Trent photos and a couple of other things, and we're going to release that to the public here in the U.S. and tell everybody all about it. So if you make that comparison, I think that, you know, these are three major things. It certainly is not everything.
Certainly it's not everything. So then it is measured.
I would say at this point it's measured, you know. Here comes my pessimistic view. We're all excited. I mean, I am really excited. I had a talk with Whitley today and explained a couple of things to him because he put it up on his website. And it's probably on every website.
Sure as hell isn't going to hurt your book either, is it?
No. Again, another synchronicity, because we had planned this before this news ever broke. But here it is. You know, it's on the Internet. It's all over the Internet. You honestly think we're going to hear about this on CBS, NBC, ABC, or by Bill Riley?
You know, it's possible. I mean, this is a pretty big story. An entire nation decides to open UFO files. Yeah, I think it's a pretty big story. I think it's deserving of the nightly news.
Well, I certainly hope you're right.
No, I think so. I mean, look, even if it's a sort of last kicker story, for the general public, a whole country like Brazil opening their files, no, that's a big story.
I think it's big. I always thought that there was a possibility that some release of information could come out of Brazil, but I really expected that it would come out of a more renegade country like France.